The White House today announces a new cyber threat intelligence center to better understand and coordinate the response to threats the nation faces. The approach the administration's taking is not a new one. It is modeled after the National Counterterrorism Center, or the NCTC. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here to tell you about the center and why many experts think this approach seems like the right one. What will the new Cyber Threat Intelligence Center focus on, Jason?
Well, the goal of the new center is to close what they call a perceived gap with the way the government shares and analyzes cyber threat data. You know, currently the government looks at cyber data much the same way it used to look at intelligence data before the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Now, let me be clear, Francis. Most experts will tell you that the current sharing and collection of cyber data is not nearly as disparate or stovepiped as the intelligence collection was nearly 13 plus years ago, but it also is not as coordinated as it could be either. Lisa Monaco is the assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism.
Currently, no single government entity is responsible for producing coordinated cyber threat assessments, ensuring that information is shared rapidly among existing cyber centers and other elements within our government, and supporting the work of operators and policymakers with timely intelligence about the latest cyber threats and threat actors. The CTIC is intended to fill these gaps. In this vein, CTIC will serve a similar function for cyber as the National Counterterrorism Center does for terrorism, integrating intelligence about cyber threats, providing all-source analysis to policymakers and operators, and supporting the work of existing federal cyber centers, network defenders, law enforcement communities. The CTIC will not collect intelligence. It will analyze and integrate information already collected under existing authorities.
Now, Monaco spoke today at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington. She says over the last few years, agencies have gotten better in collaborating across the agencies and within the private sector on cyber threats and vulnerabilities. Last summer, the White House even created a cyber response group, which is modeled after the Counterterrorism Security Group. The CRG convenes the interagency group of experts, coordinates all elements of a federal response to a cyber threat. But Monaco says more can be done and that the CRG was just not enough. And that's where the CTIC comes in to complement what other agencies are doing from an operational standpoint.
Nor will the CTIC perform functions already assigned to other centers. It's intended to enable them to do their jobs more effectively and, as a result, make the federal government more effective as a whole in responding to cyber threats. CTIC will draw on the existing cyber centers to better integrate their expertise and information to improve our collective response to cyber threats.
Now, Monaco says it's clear after the rash of cyber attacks over the last year that impacted the public and private sectors that the government and the nation at large is really at a crossroads. She says the decisions made today will determine how the nation, and specifically the government, deals with cyber attacks of the future.
Why is the White House going this way with this, and how is this new or different from what is already happening across government, Jason?
You know, Francis, I think that's the one question many people are asking, and I don't think anyone would argue that there's a need for better sharing of cyber data. But many believe the Homeland Security Department's National Cybersecurity and Communications Integration Center, or NCIC, is really supposed to take care of this issue of cybersecurity sharing, both internally and externally. The NCIC works closely with the FBI and other federal agencies, as well as private sector experts such as those from the Information Sharing and Analysis Centers, the ISACs. Monaco says the NCIC and the new CTIC will both play a key role in the cyber sharing effort.
Because so much of our critical infrastructure and our infrastructure, period, is in private sector hands, we're relying in large measure, in significant measure, on information about vulnerabilities and attacks that happen to the private sector. So that has a space, at least under our proposal that the president announced last month, which is to say, if you're a company and you find out you've been hacked or there's been a breach, provide information to the Department of Homeland Security, to its National Communications and Cybersecurity Center, the NCIC, who is set up to be a network defender and to engage specifically with the private sector. Give that information in. That will then be shared appropriately with the rest of the federal government's cybersecurity apparatus to include the new CTIC. CTIC can pair that private sector information along with classified intelligence and other information that we in the government uniquely have. So the idea is to get a two-way street going here, where a private sector brings in information, we use it, and put it back out.
Now, the actual process of how these two agencies will work together is unclear. The White House will need to specify this relationship as we move forward. Now, what's interesting, the Washington Post reported this story first, and the CTIC, they say the CTIC will have a budget of about $35 million and a staff of about 50 people. So I did a little bit of research and found that the NCIC, the latest budget figures for that, which actually comes from 2014, the president requested only $12.6 million. And that was the last time that it was actually broken out in the budget request. So you can see the CTIC already is going to be larger, at least by budget size, than the NCIC, even though the NCIC has been around for a long time. If history is any indication of what the CTIC, how it will come together, then really you do need to look no further than the National Counterterrorism Center or the NCTC. Monaco says the NCTC model offers several lessons learned as the White House and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence sets up this new cyber center.
You've got authorities in the DNI, and this is the reference, the parallel to NCTC is apt here. The Director of National Intelligence has authorities under the Terrorism Reform and Prevention Act that was passed after 9/11 to create intelligence centers specifically for this mission, to integrate and bring all sources of intelligence together. So yes, as NCTC does, the CTIC will draw on expertise and an intelligence and analysts from other centers and from other government agencies who have a national security responsibility and a cyber responsibility.
Now, Monaco says, keep in mind the NCTC did nothing to take away from the mission or roles or responsibilities of the FBI, the CIA, or many other counterterrorism organizations, and she does not expect the CTIC to do the same. She says the government has seen with the NCTC is that the operators and policymakers are being served well from having this source of rapid integrated intelligence.
What is the reaction to the White House's decision, the way they plan to go about doing this, Jason?
So far, mostly positive. I caught up with Christian Beckner, the Assistant Vice President and Deputy Director of the George Washington Center for Cyber and Homeland Security. He says while the devil will still obviously be in the details, the CTIC addresses a critical gap in cyber intelligence sharing.
I do think we need to understand better what is being proposed in terms of what the differences are between cybersecurity-related intelligence and counterterrorism-related intelligence. You have a number of critical differences, most notably the role of the private sector in cybersecurity-related information. You know, the private sector is a collector of cybersecurity-related threat information and conducts a lot of analysis that it puts out and is also a target. So that analogy to NCTC, the National Counterterrorism Center, doesn't necessarily always work as we're thinking about what cybersecurity-related intelligence is.
Now, not everyone is as positive as Beckner and some others. Jeff Williams is the Chief Technology Officer for Contrast Security, a cybersecurity firm. And basically, he says, listen, I'm not sure if the CTIC will make the software better, reduce the number of attackers, lower the number of breaches. He believes it may just endanger privacy and create even more confusion.
All right. You have more on federalnewsradio.com, of course.
There's a story up now, and we will add more to it later today and more tomorrow morning with Tom Temin on the Federal Drive.
Excellent. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller.